This is Senator Bob Dole. There's new information in the fight against child abduction. And in a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, a recent study on child napping brings new insights into this dreadful crime. First, half of all abductions are the result of enticement, not force. That means our children, mostly between the ages of 10 and 14, are somehow lured off the street by a stranger. They're not mugged. Second, most kidnappers don't look the part. They're pleasant-mannered individuals who use slick talk, not candy, to capture their victims. They pass themselves off as a friend of the family, someone who needs help, or watch out, a policeman. The experts say, tell your children these facts in a relaxed manner, and let them know that just because an adult is telling them where to go, they don't have to go. Ted, let's get the word out and do it fast.
That study was an eye-opener, Bob, and I hope parents take it to heart. Victims of child kidnapping are not necessarily the very young. Half of the victims in the study were over 10 years of age. And often attackers are not the stereotype of suspicious strangers, but friendly adults offering rides, promising gifts, or invitations to a party, or posing as a friend of the child's parents. The most shocking finding of the study is that once a kidnap occurs, it is followed by sexual assault over 80% of the time. Prevention is the only real defense, Bob, which means it's vital for parents to discuss the danger sensibly with their children and for children to talk about it with other children. For more information, Bob, our listeners can call the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children in Washington, D.C. I hope they do. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the long overdue budget hits that Star Wars is finally taking. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.